This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is our regular Tuesday get-together with the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Together, we discuss the creative industries in Washtenaw County and the people who are making the impact in our arts and cultural world and on our local economy. Deb Pollock, it's good to have you back in the friendly confines of the WEMU studios.
David, it's always a pleasure to be here and to explore the creativity that we have in our community. And today we're going to be looking at how creative people are always applying creativity to everything they do, whether or not it's in their artistic work or in the business of their creative work.
With that in mind, I'd like to say hello to our guest this morning. Rick Coughlin is one of the three founding members of Grove Studios in Ypsilanti. And good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, Rick. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. So Rick and his two partners, Breck Crandall and Eric Freeball, developed the concept of Grove Studios back in 2016 as a business to offer furnished rehearsal and workspace to creative people, particularly musicians. And as with many startup businesses, the Grove Studio partners have had to adjust their business plan concept along the way. Rick, give us, our listeners, a brief description of the original reason and concept for the Grove Studios, and we can start with that.
I think really a big part of it was seeking to fill a little bit of the vacuum that Spur Studios had left in their departure from the building that they occupied.
And what was Spur?
It was a similar space offered to independent creatives, about 30 units. Approximately half of which were units designated for musicians. The other half, all different kinds of artists occupied that space. When that building was sort of shut down and they kind of lost the business due to that, there was a vacuum for us on a personal level. We had occupied Spur Studios for 6 years, and so we were scrambling to find space, and that was frustrating and difficult for us. So part of it was out of personal frustration, but ultimately we knew others that had some of the similar needs that we did.
Rick, you opened in 2016, as Deb mentioned, with an intended and staged growth model. What has happened since the opening, and what stage is Grove Studios in today, 2 years later?
Our concept really focused around a longer-term vision and kind of expansion whereby we would use shipping containers as a method of construction. There's a lot of practical reasons that you would do that. But of course, there are realities of funding and logistics when it comes to that scale of a development. We really decided to start a little bit smaller to hone and perfect what we saw as even partially kind of an incubator space, where we're also offering educational events around things as commonplace as how does an artist maintain bookkeeping and keep in line with tax policy and still try to generate revenue for themselves in that world. Just really making connections with other professionals in the industry and finding ways to offer different kinds of workshops out of our space, but also have a space that's professional and offering amenities that people can appreciate.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollock is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for this regular Tuesday feature. Our guest is Rick Coughlin. Rick is one of three founding members of Grove Studios in Ypsilanti.
Rick, you're talking about a lot of what was the subject of the Arts Alliance's 2017 Creative Center Assessment Study, which asked the question about these kind of creative spaces, shared spaces in Washtenaw County, and can they exist and can they thrive? And of course, we found in that study that there are a lot of them that do exist, but they are often faced with challenges. The reality that often property that are used are sold, and then the artists have to move. You've dealt with that now at least once. That's one example. And then there's also a number of different kind of operating models. You set Grove Studios up as a membership model with various membership categories. You've got monthly by person. You've got hourly by band leader. You've got monthly co-op spaces. Why did you set that up that way, and how's that work?
Part of it was something real practical in terms of how insurance for a space like that can work. Often there's a model whereby you're subleasing and you become a landlord to various artists. And we sort of felt that that didn't necessarily represent the true spirit of the collective that we wanted to move forward with. And also on a practical end, not necessarily want to play landlords. So the membership model grew a little bit out of those practical needs. And we've made some adjustments in terms of the way that works. And it's, in some ways, it's exploratory to see what works best. But so far we think it's working well.
Businesses, even creative business, and sometimes people will find it interesting that as creative businesses, we do have business plans. We forecast break-even points. With that, we also have contingencies for those unexpected setbacks. So to hit your mark, what does Grove Studios need to do and accomplish to continue to stay on track and meet your goals?
What we are interested in is continuing to add membership to the current space, and we still have space available. I think we miscalculated in terms of our ability to spread the word via word of mouth. We thought, well, it's a pretty tight-knit artistic community, but that turned out not necessarily to be the case. And so we've tried to hone our message a little bit more, even through some more traditional marketing methods like flyering and even just on social media. To hit the mark, we certainly need to add more membership to the current space and just continue to refine the kinds of amenities and services that we offer.
We've spent a lot of time, Rick, talking about kind of the business side of things and the goals and objectives for growth, but I think we've kind of failed to describe exactly what it is we're walking into. Describe Grove Studios. What do I see? What do I hear if I walk in the doors on any given day?
One thing you'll notice right away when you come in is sort of a co-working space. There is a nice, comfortable lounge area, place for people to hash out plans or have meetings or talk. We have professional studio monitors. All of our rooms are backlined with professional audio equipment in terms of PA, professional drum kits. And so it's akin to a co-working space in that sense. We don't just focus on music, but the other creatives that are involved in that. So videography, photography, and recording also take place in our space. And then we have multiple sound isolated rooms, so various spaces where musicians can practice, record.
Here you are on WEMU, a radio station listened by music lovers and musicians alike, and you've got their ear. So what do you want them to know about Grove Studios? What message do you want to pass along?
I would say that Grove Studios just is interested in being a part of the vibrancy of our local culture. You know, I think as music fans and listeners, we appreciate the local music that we can go and check out and be a part of in our community. And for Grove Studios, we're trying to support those artists and give them professional places to work so that us music fans can continue to enjoy that culture. I think we view ourselves as part of that infrastructure to support the stuff that we love.
Music by nature is a collaborative process, and therefore it seems to make sense that using a collective model is the way to go.
Exactly. Well, Rick, thank you for sharing and describing Grove Studios. I'm sure there's an open invitation for people to come over and check it out over there on Railroad Street in Ypsilanti. And we'll look forward to the continued development of the organization and Grove Studios.
Absolutely. Anybody can come by just about any time. Best to reach us on our website at grovestudios.space.
Thank you very much, Rick. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Rick Coughlin. He is a founding member of Grove Studios in Ypsilanti and our guest for this week's edition of Creative Impact. My partner in Creative Impact is Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we'll see you next week, Deb.
Looking forward to have another great guest on Creative Impact.
I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us on Creative Impact. To visit the archive of shows, go to our website at wemu.org. And this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.